You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Grimes is the project of Claire Boucher. In 2015, she released Art Angels, her fourth album. In this episode, she breaks down Kill V Mame and how the experience of writing songs for other artists opened up the way that she writes for herself.
This is Claire Boucher from Grimes. I was like jamming with a friend, and this person was really good at making really aggressive music, and he kept doing these cute little plucky things, and I was like, no, let's make a hard song. He was like, no, you make cute music. I was like, I was so horrified. Like, I was like, I can make hard music. So I went home after that and sort of wanting to prove that I could make something that's going to be really aggressive that like I would want to play during an action sequence in a movie or something. So that was kind of the impetus of how it started. So the first thing I made for the song was I just got out this old crappy guitar I had, and I didn't know any chords. I hadn't really played guitar very much. It's like a single note guitar lead thing. And then I just pitched it down an octave just so it sounded more like a bass. But then later on, I ended up getting a really sweet guitar amp, and so I re-recorded a lot of guitars. And then also I played some chords that I had subsequently figured out with like better guitar, like miking a real amp. You can tell that it's like chopped and pitched. I mean, everything about the guitars in this song are the byproduct of me just knowing nothing about guitars. Like, if it sounded interesting, I just wasn't worried about keeping it, I guess. It's just a complete mess of unprofessionalism. I'm a real kick drum person. Like, I live for kick drums. That's what the whole thing for me is about. Every song I do, like, there's at least 15% of the time that I work on the song is dedicated to the kick drums. But this song was really hard for me because what I came to realize making this song is that it's usually like either a kick drum song or a guitar song if it's a banger. Like, you usually get one or the other. Like, a big rock song, that's the kicks are actually usually pretty chill. So this was just me just really trying to get as much bang from the kicks as I could. There's like toms and explosions that are also layered into the kicks. There was like 40 layers of drums. I wanted to make a song that I would want to dance to. I also stood up for most of the time that I was making it. Like, I put my computer on a monitor stand so that I could, you know, dance while I made the song. I had been watching Godfather and Godfather 2, and I just had this thought in my mind of this, like, insane movie that would just be, like, The Godfather with vampires, like a mixture of Godfather and Twilight. I just wanted to make the song that would play during the trailer of this fictional movie in my mind. I hate singing. It's just not something I identify with at all. I'm pretty much always pretending to be someone else when I'm singing. 6 months before starting this song and stuff, I did some sessions like writing for other people, which I don't know. It was actually really great because I started for the first time writing in other people's voices. It was a huge door for me when I first started trying to write music for other people. It was like this amazing, because suddenly you don't have to feel self-conscious. Lyrically, it's also so much easier. You're like, oh, well, this doesn't have to be something my parents are going to hear and think, wow, I can't believe you did that, you know, which is actually a huge, probably one of my biggest hindrances as an artist is like my parents or grandparents being upset by my lyrics being, you know, not PG or too weird or something. So writing for other people was definitely how I sort of started down the path. Music for me, it's like fan fiction. I got friends in high places. I get out for free. I got in a fight, but they don't know me because I'm only a man. When I was like really doing the vocals and lyrics for this, I was deep in the record. I was not talking to people and I was very isolated and I was doing just a lot of voices like in the house. This makes me sound insane. I actually feel like maybe I shouldn't say stuff like this. But when you're making a record and you're never talking to anybody, you just start, oh, I'm going to try to write in the voice of a something, you know, like with a Harley Quinn kind of vibe, like just sort of this jokery, like scary demon chorus. The B-E-H-A, which sounds terrible. You shouldn't solo it. It sounds so bad soloed.
I'm definitely going to solo it.
Okay, well, let the people know that I think it sounds, it's really embarrassing to listen to soloed, but I respect if you solo it.
B-E-H-A-V-E, Aretha, Italian mobster, looking so precious. B-E-H-A-V-E, nevermore. You gave up being given, you declared a state of war.
I mean, that was the thing that I was really just totally stuck on until the very, very, very end, was just finishing the B-E-H-A, just because it was so hard to get it right. Like, I just had to do that 50 different times and, like, go through and try to find the ones that were off key and then just, like, get those out and, like, just auto-tune some and not other ones. And when you're working with 50-plus vocals, it's, like, one vocal in the whole... It's like if a light bulb burns out on the Christmas tree lights and you have to figure out which one it is. It's like that. It's just really mind-numbing and annoying. Oh, I add crowds into everything. I think it's a huge key to making dance music. Even if it's so quiet, like in Kill Be Maim, it's so quiet you can't even hear it. But it's like, you take crowd cheering, you side chain it to the kick. Pan hard right and left. It just adds so much energy. It's my number one go-to trick with, it just makes everything sound better. Also, like when it's live, people think it's live and they cheer more. Like, it's a very manipulative tactic, but it's great. This song, it's probably my favorite song I've ever made. Like, it was definitely fun the whole time. Like, there were times when I was really worried that it was, like, going off the deep end, where I was like, I should probably just give up on this song. But I always enjoyed the song, which is more than I can say for most of my songs. I do feel like it's important to consider how music is made. I think really great music, like over time you start hearing little imperfections in it. For me, the process is by far the best part.
And now, here's Kill V Mame by Grimes in its entirety.
I got friends in high places.
For more on Grimes, go to songexploder.net. I've put the music video for the song up on the site and a link to buy the track on iTunes. Next time on Song Exploder, Band of Horses. You can find all the past and future episodes of Song Exploder at songexploder.net or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, story-driven shows. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening. In the middle of the night, it's pissing me off. I was yelling so loud last night, I thought the cops would surely come. 6:06 to 5, keep me alive, keep me alive. Radiotopia. If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their 6th season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.